Probably so. Okay, we talked with Bruce Bowen in the last segment. Bruce is out here kind of hanging out and doing his own thing. And his buddy, it turns out, was listening in Dallas.
Yeah.
And Bruce, you would like to give your friend a shout out?
Yeah, Patrick Dudley out there in Dallas, hardly working. Working hard, even though his business is here. He says he travels a lot. I tend to believe him. He's a good golfer. And the thing I want everybody to know out there in Dallas is that this guy likes golfing with guys who are like 10 handicaps higher than his, so that he can feel real special and take their money.
There you go. So he's taking a few of your bucks.
Yes, he has. I feel like being at our sons go to the same school, San Antonio Academy, it only adds to help take care of the tuition for his kids and mine.
Of course it does. Well, at least he's listening to a good radio station back there.
Absolutely. And congratulations on all you all's success as far as being one of the top shows out there.
Thank you. Did he tell you all that?
Well, no, he didn't tell me, but I did my homework as well after you left here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because that aroma that you had around me, I was like, who would do that and leave?
At least you caught it. All right, Bruce, be good, man.
Die.
There you go.
Did you fart on Bruce Bowen?
I don't know. Yes.
What do you mean you
Maybe.
Don't know?
Maybe.
He might have.
I mean, sometimes that happens. Leave me alone.
Did you get nervous?
Yeah, that's what happens when you get nervous. Boy, everybody is just gathered here. This thing has got to be wrapping
yes.
up. I mean, like, every member of the ticket is here now. The entire morning program, the midday show. You know why?
Why?
Because there's no practice tomorrow.
Right.
And
everybody's got to store up some bits.
Right.
What's the girl situation like down there?
You guys going to store up some bits for tomorrow because there's no practice?
Yeah, maybe. Are you on the air right now?
Yeah, we are on the air right now. Why are you acting so gay?
Sorry.
God.
He sounds drunk.
So flamboyant.
Yeah, did you hear how he said that? Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Shaking your gay hips.
What?
You heard me.
What is this story? I don't know.
So what are you guys going to do?
Are we really on the air?
Are you doing Ribby?
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it right now. Yeah. Do it right now. Come
now.
On. Do it right now.
Hey, there, call me.
Yeah! All right! Wow! Something from Gordon that might actually suggest he's one of us.
Oh, man. So what'd you guys do last night? Did you get in late?
We went on Mike Ducey's show.
God, he loves y'all. All y'all did?
Not for last night, he doesn't.
All three of y'all did?
Yeah, I was late.
Man, he never asks me.
Are you allowed to make cocaine and hairpiece jokes on the TV like you do the radio?
I don't think so. I didn't.
Have you ever on that show?
I don't think.
All three of y'all do it?
Not cocaine, no.
Not cocaine. All right, well, go make practice end. We're just standing down here waiting on nothing. Yeah, we're on the radio right now waiting on this to end.
Hi,
because
Mike.
We have...
Hi, Danny.
You got any shout-outs in Dallas?
Hey,
Bruce Bowen just gave a shout-out to his good buddy in Dallas. You guys got any? Any kids or anything?
All my peeps in the 940, what's up?
All right, it's ending. Gordon just said hi to all the black people. It's good.
All the black people.
No, all of them.
Hmm.
All right, so here we go.
All right, yes.
Now, this is up to you. This is incumbent upon you, Mike, because I didn't bring my cheat sheet down
okay.
there, so get the roster
out. I got you.
I got
you.
Okay, do you got your glasses on? Are you ready?
You.
This is going to be fast-paced, buddy.
Yes, I'm
ready.
I'm ready.
Okay,
give me
this
a number, and I will tell you who it is.
This is what we're built for, right here.
Yes, that's right. This is why we can do what they do, and they can't do what we do.
Now, they're saying their prayer right now to Jeebus or Allah or whoever else, and we're just waiting. We're just waiting. Oh, look at this little number.
Hey, now.
Who is this one? Who are you? You see the girl in the purple? Tom pointed her out. Gribble did. You see her right here?
Where?
Right here. I'm standing right next to her.
I've lost you.
I'm right here. I'm the guy that looks like me.
Okay, yeah, I see him. Now, where is she?
She's right next to me. Oh, hey, how's it going?
Yeah. I'm the guy that
looks like
me.
All right, here
like
we go.
Me. I'm going to talk to her in a minute. She's wearing...
Oh, yeah, look at her.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
God.
Is she
like
foxy?
That?
Yeah, well, so
dude,
foxy.
Very foxy. Look on the webcam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, shut
all
up.
Right, who's up first?
I don't have the bandwidth.
I don't know. What are we doing? All right, here we go. God, there's all kinds of interns and stuff and little girls and kinds of stuff going on.
Okay, well,
here.
Talk to some of them.
I will. Hi, RJ.
Don't mess with players.
Okay.
Nobody cares about players.
They all care about players.
No, they don't. All players are going to do is talk about how happy and excited they are to be here.
We'll talk to Hey, Steven. How are you, buddy? Good. With the ticket
Steve.
Back in Dallas. This is Steven McGee, of course, the great Aggie.
Oh, the former Aggie
yes,
great.
Yes, that's right, who we're all very proud of. You have a great beard working right now. You look good.
Wow. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm up, let's see, what did they say? Tell me. I'm one of the four ugliest at training camp this year.
According to whom?
I guess that would be everybody in the locker room.
Everybody's saying you're one of the four ugliest. Who are the other three?
Three equipment managers.
How many went over
equipment
Texas
managers?
They're ugly. They don't have beards, all right? They can't mask their ugliness. They're just straight ugly. We'll see who wins at the end of this deal.
How long are you growing it out? Just till camp's over with?
As long as the wife lets me, I guess.
Oh, you got married. You have kids and stuff?
No, we're not pulling the goalie for a while.
That's good. That's good. Now, is she responsible for keeping the goalie intact, or is that your job? Both your jobs.
That would be her job.
Okay. All right.
She better do a good job at it, too.
Yeah, she better, right?
How many wins over Texas does he have?
We're trying to figure out how many wins over Texas you have.
Are
you 2-1?
Yes.
2-1?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. That's a good percentage.
That was Aggie Steven. Glory.
Are you asking every question twice today?
I don't know, man. Look, this is my first day down here doing wireless. I'm trying to work out some of the cobwebs, you know. We haven't been down here in a while, so I may seem a little bit off, but don't let that bother you. Now, back to the Longhorns. I'm sure you're familiar with the controversy going on with the Longhorn Network.
Yes.
Now, how would you feel about that right now if you were playing? Like, you're like an incoming freshman to the Aggies, and you learn that Texas is, like, showing high school games and all kinds of crap like that.
I'm not really – I don't think any recruit's really worried about it, except – you know, a good Aggie wouldn't be a good Aggie if you didn't keep the Longhorns in check. They're getting a little out of control over there.
Right, so maybe...
If LA's not going to put a fine on them, then A&M will.
Jump ship, maybe? Maybe join hands with Oklahoma and run to the SEC?
Maybe. We'll have to see. They better treat us better.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Now, does your wife come down here with you?
No.
She allowed down here?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I'm not sure. Like, are any wives here?
I haven't seen any.
Okay, that's probably a good thing.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Do
you get to go out tomorrow night?
Do you get to go out tomorrow? What are you going to do tomorrow on your day off? You going to go, like, to SeaWorld?
We got a big night. We got a big night tonight. We got a big game of Wahoo. It's a board game, kind of like Trouble. Roll the dice, move your guys around the board.
I got to tell you, that sounds gay.
It's not gay at all.
And boring.
Sounds gay, but it's not.
Is it boring?
It's a lot of fun.
It is?
Yeah. These two guys want to play. They're like, where's my advice?
These guys do? Are these guys number
what
two and three on the ugly factor? When you talk to your wife, do you Skype with her on your computer? Do you have, like, Skype love or anything?
No, we don't have Skype love. I don't have my computer. I'm not very computer savvy.
You don't have a computer down here?
No.
How do you keep up with things?
iPhone.
Okay, well, that's fair enough.
Yeah, she didn't have an iPhone, though.
What does she have?
It's like a 1980s BlackBerry.
Dude, you just signed a 6-year, $240 million contract, right? You need to get her something better than that.
Times are tough.
They really are, aren't they?
Lockout was brutal. And
oh, yeah. I'm sure you really struggled through the lockout. Didn't know what to do. You guys were eating, like, ramen noodles and stuff every day?
Every day.
Yeah.
Ramen noodles and Eggos for breakfast.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, Steven. Be good. Good luck tonight with Wahoo.
Yes.
And good luck with
bottom.
The beard. We'll see you later.
And your bottom.
And your bottom. Good luck with your Wahoo.
Bottom.
All right. 14.
Let's see.
14.
That's Dwayne Harris. Dwayne Harris.
Dwayne Harris.
Yes.
College.
He's black.
Hey, Dwayne. You got a second, man? Now, where'd you go to school?
East Carolina.
Pirate?
Yes, sir.
Now, what year are you?
I'm a rookie this year.
You're a rookie this year, so you just got out of school?
Just got out of school.
Now, you have some very interesting dreads working here. How long you been growing them?
4.5 years.
Now, what was it like before? Was it just short like my hair?
When I started cutting, I cut it all off. I had a ball head when I started.
And then that was the plan? Just to keep them going as long as you can?
As long as I can.
How long are you going to let them grow? Right now, they're down about, like, boob length, if that's any kind of reference.
Boob.
I'm going to let them grow as long as they can.
Nope.
And I'll,
wiener.
You know, I'm just enjoying my hair while I got it.
Well, that's true. Now, you're going to keep it? Like, you have family members that don't have it, and so some just want to grow it out?
Yeah, I have. You know, a lot of my family, you know, don't have hair. I think I'm probably the one family member that has hair.
That's it?
Yeah.
Dude, so you're going to be hurting.
Is he with
I
woman?
Hope so. I hope not, really. I hope not, so I'm enjoying it while I got it.
Now, did you bring a young lady to training camp with you?
No, didn't.
You did not?
No, I didn't.
No, why not? You got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I got one.
Back at East Carolina?
Yeah.
Is she in school right now?
She's done with school.
What's she doing? You don't even know, do you?
Can't even tell you the name of it right now, but
some company.
Yeah, it's like to work with abused wives, I guess.
Is it kind of kids? Well,
it's a noble cause. I mean, you know, you sound nonplussed by it, but it is a very noble cause. Now, you don't have any kids, do you?
No kids.
That's good. That's good. Now, what's your prospects like here at camp?
It's a good prospect. You know, there's a lot of guys I played against. Some guys who I know that have the ability to come out here and play. It's a lot of competition.
Now, what's the competition level different? I mean, as far as like college and here, like, were you freaked out day one?
I wasn't freaked out day one because I know my skill level. You know, I can come out and play with the best of them. You know, it's just a lot of NFL guys. You know, like Terrence Newman, he's out there guarding me. You know, one of the better DBs. You know, in NFL, you got Jenkins on the other end. So, you know, you got a lot of guys guarding you who know how to play the game.
Who's his favorite rapper?
Now, who's your favorite rapper?
T.I.
T.I.
Texas Instruments.
Okay.
What does he do?
Now,
in one song.
We're going to show you a photo, okay? And I'm going to play a game. You have to tell me, and I want you to look at it carefully, because it's very important that you answer this truthfully. You have to tell me if this is a young man or an old lesbian, okay? This is a coworker of ours. All right? So, you tell me. Old man or young man or old lesbian. It's tough, isn't it?
Old lesbian.
I knew it. It looks like an old lesbian, right?
Right. I definitely have to go with that one.
All right.
Telling the truth.
You're correct. That's actually a 24-year-old man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
24?
Yeah.
All right. Good days behind him.
Good days behind him. All right, man. Be good. Thanks. All right. Oh, God.
Oh, come on. We don't
have to play
yet.
You want to,
yeah, we
let's
do.
Let
yeah.
Steven, let's let Steven McGee play the game. Oh, you know what? We'll ask the hot lady.
Okay. Ask her.
Hey, excuse me. What's your name?
Courtney.
Courtney, who are you working with?
Who am I working with?
Yeah.
Rivals.com.
Your Rivals. Well, I'm on Rivals every day.
Oh, yeah?
So I kind of pay your bill. So
what do you do?
Appreciate it.
What do you do for him?
I cover the A&M site, Aggie L. So I'm here today just getting interviews with Martellus Bennett and Stephen McGee.
Because they went to A&M, right?
They did.
Totally scoreboarded that. How old are you?
23.
Fresh out of college. Now, did you go to A&M?
I did. Class of 2011.
Wow. Hey. Okay, Stephen, real quick, before you talk to Courtney, who's a lot better looking than me, you have to play this game, okay? Look at this picture. You tell me. Is this a young man or an old lesbian? Look at it closely. Young man or old lesbian?
Old lesbian.
What do you think,
this
Courtney?
Is a great day.
Young man or old lesbian?
Old lesbian.
Wow. This is actually a 24-year-old man. That is.
Oh, man.
We work with him.
That's unfortunate.
Doesn't it look like an old lesbian?
He needs to be in our most ugly of training camp race.
Yeah, he does.
Does he really work with you?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, Tom, I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Don't worry, man. All right, y'all be good. We'll see you.
Good job, Snake.
Boy. That's fun time.
All right, you know who we got to find tomorrow?
Your mom?
No, we got to find number 84 in
Doug
white.
Cosby?
No.
Oh.
Number 84 in white is Tyson Poots.
What?
Tyson who?
How do you spell it?
Tyson Poots.
P-O-O-T-S?
P-O-O-T-S.
It is? Poots?
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
All right. Find him Wednesday.
Oh, we got to find him, Wednesday, I guess. Can't do it tomorrow. All right. Okay. All right, it is 4:55 here on the ticket. I believe we have the Ranch Report with David Moore coming.